Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Last we were discussing, we said that certain terminologies we misunderstand, and we explain it or we misunderstand it. So we have discussed in detail the difference between tawazu and between a person that is a man of authority. So a person that is a person of authority, a man of authority, it doesn't mean that he is strict in his matters. That means that he has got pride in him. No, he may be a very humble person, but he, because of the position that he holds, he has to behave in a particular manner. For example, sometimes a sheikh, he is strict with his murid, or ustad, he is strict with his students. Sometimes, so now he has to please them and bring them close to him again. So there is a method that by which the ustad will now make his student happy, or the sheikh will draw his murid close to him. Here, the ustad or the sheikh, for example, they sometimes give a little hadiah to that student, or give a little chocolate to that student, some sweet to the student. Or for example, the sheikh, he praises some action of his murid, or if he's an alim of deen, he asks him some masla of deen, by which now that murid is going to become happy. So in this way, he pulls him close. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Damul Barakatuh, on one occasion, he mentioned that at the Khanqah of Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, that Hazrat Mir Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to make mutala of a lot of kitabs. And when a person, the more he studies, the more he makes mutala of kitabs, then you find that he goes up also a little bit. Sometimes it happens, Allah Ta'ala save us, sometimes a person, some level of ujab comes into him, sometimes some pride also comes into him. So it's mentioned that when Hazrat Mir Sahab, he used to make a lot of mutala. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab, on one occasion, he reprimanded him. As Maulana Patel Sahab, Dawud Baratatum explained, he said when he reprimanded him, that so stern, he said, even we were shaken up. We also got shaken up. So Hazrat saw that we all shaken up, we all frightened now because he reprimanded him that way. So the sheikh knows his work, how to make islah of his murid. That is the work of the sheikh. And a proper sheikh who is muttabi as-sunnat, he's got proper control over his murid. He knows exactly how to work with them. So later on, Hazrat took 10,000 rupees, if I can recall, and he gave it to Hazrat Mir Sahab as a hadiah. And then he told them, he said, see, I reprimanded Hazrat Mir Sahab, but see, I gave him a hadiah also of 10,000 rupees. So then Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahab, he told Hazrat Hakim Sahab at that time, he said, then this type of a scolding and reprimand and islah is very beneficial. Now you're getting 10,000 rupees also. So a person that is in authority, he has to maintain his position. He has to be sometimes firm, he has to be strict. That doesn't mean that he's a proud person. He may be a humble person, but he has to do that because of his position. One person, he sought employment from the British when they were in India. So the position that he wanted was a elevated, was a high position that he sought for, that he applied for. So they said, okay, you take a certain laborer and you go to a certain place, maybe to do some work or whatever the case may be. So they were traveling by train. So then they stopped at a certain station. So this person that applied for the job, he went to buy tea. So he bought for himself, and the person that was going to work, the worker, he bought for him also. So they didn't give him the job. They say, you're a man of authority. You want a job, you want the position of authority, but now you are behaving and you're coming to the same level as the laborer. So he says, you can't, you're not fit for this job. We need a person that is fit for this job. So we need to understand certain terminologies in Shariat as well. So here, we should understand properly what is this khushu, that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this internal quality. This is what is referred to as khushu, which is required in salah. Further, he says, Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala kehte hai, ke dil ka khushu Allah ta'ala ka khawf hai. Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala says, that the khushu of the heart, this is the fear of Allah ta'ala. Person has got fear of Allah ta'ala, aur nigaah ko neechi rakhna hai. And secondly, that to lower the gaze, which we did in الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That there it means that you must lower your gaze. Sahaba also sometimes they used to glance around. But when that verse of the Quran was revealed, that those that have khushu in their salah are successful, Sahaba used to keep their gaze lowered. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to wait for wahi. But when that verse of the Quran was revealed, Nabi alayhi salam also, he would keep his gaze lowered, never look toward the heavens again. So khushu is to lower the gaze, and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is in the heart of the person. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ek martaba ek shakhs ko dekha ke namaz mein dari par haath phir raha hai. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw one person that in namaz he is passing his hand over his beard. And generally, many a time we find people do this in namaz. Now they putting their hands over their beard. Irshad farmaya ke agar iske dil mein khushu hota to badan ke sare aade mein sukoon hota. He says that he mentioned that if there was khushu in the heart of this person, then all the limbs of this person would have been at ease. All the limbs of the body would have been at a standstill. He wouldn't have been moving around, moving the hand, playing with the beard, if he had khushu in the heart. One person, one king, he wanted his son, he wanted the islah to be made by a certain buzruk. So he told his son, he says that go by that buzruk and get your islah done. So this buzruk, he was staying in a very beautiful home, maybe what we would say in our terms like a mansion. So this young boy, the prince, now he had a objection in his heart, that pious man, how can he be living in this mansion? He can't be a pious man. So anyway, so they informed the buzruk that this is what this prince has to say, that how can you be a buzruk when you're staying in a mansion? So first what he did was, all the doors leading to his house, he closed all the doors up. Only one entrance he left open. So when he came, now he's looking, where must I enter from? He doesn't know where to enter from. So that already got him upset or whatever, half his islah was already made there, looking for that door. Then finally he found the door. Then he got to the buzruk. So the buzruk told him that, yeah, I'm giving you a glass of milk. Now take this glass of milk and you must go through the town. But don't drop even a single drop of milk. Don't drop even a single, not even one drop of milk must spill. So he gave him this milk. And then he told a soldier that you must go with him. If he drops the milk, now you must shoot him. And then he said, on all the lights in the town. So now this person went with that milk, the prince, and he carried it. He went around the town and he brought it back without spilling any milk. So the buzruk asked him, he said that you went with this milk in the whole town. He said, did you see how were the lights? So he said, what lights? So he said, all the lights were on in the town, all the decorations were on in the town. So he said, no, I didn't see anything. So then he explained to him, he said that this is exactly our condition. That although the house is here, it's a good house, a beautiful house, what we say a mansion, but the love of this is not in the heart. When the heart of a person is connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then all this dunya means absolutely nothing to him. We see our buzruks when they come. People come with the best of cars to pick them up. When they take them to their house, they give them the best house, best room to stay in. But all this doesn't affect them. Material things, it affects a person that is a beginner, a person that is just now treading the path toward Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it affects them. Many buzruks, we see them when they're giving the children also hadiah. Sometimes each child, 100 rand, they're taking out and they're giving. So dunya means nothing to them. Whatever Allah ta'ala gives them, the people give them, they take it out and they spend it on other people also. There are those buzruks and pious people in our country where people bring hadiah for them and they leave the hadiah by them. And all the hadiah is kept in one room. At the end of the month, they tell one khadim or one person, they take all this hadiah and give it out to the people. They don't even worry about that. So just by having that good house doesn't mean that the love of it is in their heart. One buzruk was going for hajj. So on his way, when he was going for hajj, they stopped by another pious person's house, another buzruk. So he had a beautiful house also. So this buzruk that came here, the thought came in his heart, how can he be staying in this house? He's a pious man, how can he have a mansion like this? So nevertheless, they stayed over there. Then the next day, this person now that came, who had this objection in his heart, he told that buzruk, he says, we're going for hajj, why don't you come with us, join us for hajj? So immediately, he left everything, he got ready, and he proceeded, he went for hajj with him. So the two of them now, they were going for hajj. Now on the way, that buzruk who had that objection in his heart, he forgot his lota, the lota that he used for making istinja, for making wudu, he forgot it by this buzruk's house. So now he became restless. He became restless that, oh, my lota I forgot there. The lota I forgot there. So then he told that buzruk, you know, I forgot the lota by your house. So then he told him, see, you came to my house. He says that when you told me, let's go for hajj, all that I had over there, my whole house, all my belongings, I left everything. I didn't even worry about it. And I proceeded for hajj. That house was not in my heart. But you forgot that one lota. So that lota was in your heart. That is why you're so restless, you're so worried about that one lota that you forgot behind. So the actual thing is that dunya mustn't be in the heart of a person. So exactly here also, a person that is performing salah, it is the fear of Allah Ta'ala must be in the heart. The heart of a person must be connected to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Khushu ke mutalliq aage is risala mein puri wadahat inshallah aa rahi hai. He said, in regards to this khushu, this concentration of the heart, this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the explanation, the full explanation will come inshallah ahead in the kitab. Aur ye baat bhi ke haqeeqi khushu, yani dil ka khushu, kuch zikr wa shughal karne ke baad hi hasil hota hai. And he said, this explanation is also coming ahead in the kitab, that the real khushu, the real concentration in salah, This will come after a person does zikrullah and he does some spiritual exercises. After zikr, then only will a person be able to attain this concentration in salah, when getting this khushu in salah. Zikr has a very, very high status in deen, especially in the khanqahs by our mashayikh. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran also, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Make a lot of zikr of Allah Ta'ala, abundantly. In one hadith is mentioned, make so much of zikr of Allah Ta'ala, حَتَّى يَقُولُ مَجْنُونَ. Until people see this man has gone mad. So much of zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When we come out of the toilet, we explain that when we come out, we read Ghufranak. Allah, I seek your forgiveness. But what guna you did in the toilet? So we give all the different explanations. But one explanation is, that time in the toilet, that was spent void of the zikr of Allah. You can't take Allah Ta'ala's name in the toilet. So we ask Allah for forgiveness. So Allah, this time of my life in the toilet, I didn't make your zikr. So I'm seeking your forgiveness. And another explanation that ulama have also given, that a person that is habitual, a mu'min, makes so much of zikr of Allah all the time. Zikr just comes out of his mouth. All the time he is just making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They say Haji Bhai Qadiya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he met in a very bad accident, he was in hospital for a long period of time. So that time Hazrat was like unconscious, Haji Sahib. He couldn't even talk or anything. But they say even in that state, busy, his tongue was in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All the time making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So here also, the it is written in the kitab, that a person that is habitual of making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, when he went to relieve himself, sometime it could happen that a person in mistake, there also the name of Allah Ta'ala comes out. So when we come out, this is bi adabi, you took the name of Allah Ta'ala in that impure place. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness that I took your name. So here, the time that a jannati, when he enters into jannat, he'll have no regret. Because whatever he wants in jannat, he'll get. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِ أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. What you desire, you get. What you ask for, you'll get in jannat. No regret. Only regret that a jannati will have is the time that was spent void of the zikr of Allah. Because for this, a person doesn't even have to be in a state of wudu. He doesn't even have to be sitting. He can be lying down. In whatever state he makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he can make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In all conditions, a person can make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And so much of importance, Hazrat mentioned the other day also, that how Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, how he used to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala from morning right up to almost Zuhar time. He used to be only in the zikr of Allah. That's when he became Hazratji. And before in the Khankas, when he should start with zikr, it should start at 24,000 minimum. Minimum 24,000 you start. And then the sheikh used to increase that. And they used to come to 125,000 and they should stop over that 125,000. That was the maximum. But the starting point was 24,000. But obviously, where do we have the energy to make that type of zikr? So Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi said, in today's time, you make 100 times. And in the 100 that you make, the same effect they got in the 125,000, that you will get in your 100 times. But do it regularly. Hazrat says many times, he said, do your zikr with punctuality. Do your zikr properly. And then see the effect of the zikr, the name of Allah Ta'ala. A person takes the name of Allah, he's reciting kalima. How can that not have an effect on a person? Definitely it's going to have an effect on a person. So here also he says that this a person will attain after, this concentration comes after a person does a course in zikrullah. So the explanation to that also is coming. Warna, to agar namazi ke dil mein khushu na ho, aur zahir mein sukoon ho, to hadith paak mein is munafiqana khushu se panah mangna aaya hai. He says, otherwise, if a person is performing salah, in his heart, he's got no khushu, there's no connection with Allah Ta'ala. But when you see him outwardly, what a namaz he's performing, that his limbs are all at ease, like as though he's concentrating and performing salah. But inside is nothing. But outside, you see that he's performing a proper salah. He says, this is called the khushu of a munafiq, the khushu of a hypocrite. That outwardly, a person seems to be reading a proper salah, but the heart is not connected to Allah Ta'ala, his heart is wandering all over. اور دوسری جگہ بے خبری سے نماز پڑھنے والوں کے متعلق ارشاد ہے. And in another place Allah تبارک و تعالی has mentioned in regards to those people that perform salah but unmindful of the salah, negligent of the salah. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah تعالی says, woe and destruction to the people that read namaz. بری خرابی ہے ان لوگوں کے لیے جو اپنی نماز سے بے خبر ہے. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. جو اپنی نماز سے بے خبر ہے, جو ایسے ہے کہ دکھلاوا کرتے. Those people that are unmindful of their salah, negligent of their salah, they are just performing salah so that they can be seen by the people. So here the word wail has been used. Wail, we literally translate as destruction. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, destruction to a man that is reading namaz. He is making salah. In his mind, he's making ibadat. But Quran is saying destruction to be between. And wail, the commentators of Quran have mentioned, what is wail? They say wail is a valley of Jahannam. And this is such a dangerous valley, that the remainder of Jahannam based its protection from this valley. So a man that is reading namaz, Allah Ta'ala is saying that destruction be to him, that valley of Jahannam be to him. This same word, wail, Allah Ta'ala uses in another place in the Quran. Wailun lil mutaffifin. That destruction for those people that give less. Mutaffifin, those that give less. Alladina idha ta'nu ala nasi yastawfun. When they take their measure from people, you go buy from somebody, and you take your measure, then you want to the last amount. Everything must be full. If you bought 1 kilo, it must be exactly 1 kilo. In fact, a little more you'll be happy with. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْتِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, when they weigh, or when they measure for people, then they give them a little less. They don't give them they weight and they measure in full. They give them a little less. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْتِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Did they think they're not going to be raised tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah? You get away here. You think you're not going to be raised on the day of Qiyamah. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. That will be a great day. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On that day, all mankind will be standing before Allah Ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. So the word that is used there for deceiving people, not giving them their weight and their measure in full, Allah is using the same word here for a man that is performing salah. But he says, what kind of a salah that he is performing? He's performing a salah of unmindfulness. In his salah, his mind is wandering. He is thinking about everything else but his salah. And he's performing the salah so people can see, he's also musalli. He's also coming for salah. This is how the munafiqeen used to perform salah. When they used to come so that people can see that we are here for salah. But in reality, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. Lazily they used to stand for salah. يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ, so that they can be seen by people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they don't remember Allah Ta'ala in the salah except very, very little. So one day Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah had a doubt. Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, there's a hadith of in regards to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into the masjid. So the narrator of the hadith says, I cannot recall whether it was the Zuhar Salah or it was the Asr Salah. But it was one of the two, it was a 4 rakat Salah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he led the Salah. And instead of reading 4 rakat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read 3 rakat. And after 3 rakat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made salam, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up and he started walking away. The room of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, today we see it inside Masjid al-Nabawi, so Sunnah is to go and read in his room. So Nabi said, but we should read Sunnah in the Masjid, because if we leave the Masjid and we go home, we'll get caught up, Sunnah, everything will go. So for us it is safer, we must read in the Masjid and then leave. So nevertheless, Sahaba now were in doubt that did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make a mistake, or has the ruling of Sharia changed? Because that was the time Wahi would come down. So it could be possible the number of rakats may have now changed. Now it is no more 4 rakats, it is 3 rakats. But nobody got the courage to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there was one Sahabi, he was referred to as Zul Yadain, a man that had 2 hands. So Zul Yadain, one meaning that the commentators of Hadith say maybe he was a very generous person. So he was known as the man of 2 hands. So he built up the courage. He went, he said, Ya Rasulullah, he said, has namaz been now shortened? Is it no more 4 rakat? Has it been made 3 rakat? Or have you forgotten, Ya Rasulullah? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma nasitu, walam taqsiri salah. I haven't forgotten. And neither has salah been now shortened. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, is it correct what Zul Yadain is saying, that I have read less in my salah? So Sahaba agreed. They said, Ya Rasulullah, you read 3 rakat. So from there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back onto the Musalla. He read 1 more rakat, and then he made Sajda Istahu in the end, and he completed his Salah. From here, we also understand, we don't follow Hadith. See what the Hadith is stating. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned away from Qibla. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to Sahaba, and he came back onto the Musalla, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he read 1 more rakat, he made Sajda Istahu, and he completed the Salah. If a person, he hadn't completed his Salah, he's still sitting there facing towards the Qibla, and he remembers 1 rakat, I read short. He can stand up and he can complete it, he makes Sajda Istahu in the end. But the moment you turn away from Qibla, or the moment a person spoke to somebody, finished, namaz is invalid. Now you have to read the Salah all over again. That is why we follow Fuqaha. Because the Fuqaha got the understanding of the Hadith. This is just one narration. There are so many other narrations that Fuqaha have to look at, the jurists have to look at, before they come to a conclusion, before they come to any particular matla. So nevertheless, from here we learn also that before that Sahaba learned what is sajda istahu, that if you make an error in salah, even this error of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a rahmat for us. Every error of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a rahmat for the ummah. So nevertheless, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah had a doubt. So he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah. And instead of 4 rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now read 3 rakat. So how come he read 3 rakat? We cannot imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing a salah of unmindfulness, of negligence. It is not possible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed such a namaz. So that is why when a person he has a doubt in public, for example as an alim, maybe we think he's a very learned person, but in public we shouldn't question. The doubt that comes in our heart, we mustn't question it in public. Why? It is possible that at that time he doesn't have the answer as well. Now when he doesn't have the answer, there are so many other people that are sitting there. Now what are they going to think? That in Islam there's no answers. And many a times, even the many questions that come to Darul Iftah, people that are muftis for years and they're working in the Iftah, sometimes you ask them a question, they have to go research. They also have to go and check. They don't know everything. So never ask in question. If you know with certainty that a person knows the answer, then also rather in private, a person you should go and ask that particular alim that, you know what, this is a question that I have. What is the answer to this particular question? And he will then, inshallah, give you the answer to that. That's why many are not even in favor of the Q&A, all the Q&As that take place. So many questions are coming. How can a person be 100% accurate with every answer, that he remembers every answer and on the turn he's going to give you every answer? Yes, what we say is that sometimes if a person he studies a certain chapter and have answers or questions only pertaining to that chapter. Now you have studied that chapter, and if they ask only pertaining, for example, nikah, only questions pertaining to nikah. So the mufti or the alim, he studies the chapter of nikah and then he answers. Now he knows, he's already studied it and then he came prepared now to answer those questions. So Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah had this doubt that how is it that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this error. So later on, Allah ta'ala inspired Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah that there's two types of people. That one is a person, he is so engrossed in his salah, so much of love of Allah ta'ala he has, that in his love for Allah ta'ala, in his concentration, his connection with Allah ta'ala, he forgot the number of rakat that he made. And the other person is a person that is performing salah, but his mind is engrossed somewhere in dunya. And because his mind has gone to dunya, he forgot the number of rakat that he made. So look at, there's a world of a difference between the two. Then Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah explained it, said there's two people. They are standing at the bank of the river. One person, he already got into the river, he swam to the other side. And he came back and he's standing at the bank. And the other person hasn't even put his feet into the water as yet. So when you look at the two people, they're standing at the same position. But there's a world of a difference. One already took a swim and he came back. And the other one hasn't even put his foot inside. So this is the difference between the two. Nabi alayhi salam, he was so absorbed in his salah, so engrossed in his salah, so much of connection with Allah ta'ala, that here he forgot the number of rakat. So Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah also, it is mentioned in regards to him that Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah says that I have two accounts. He says that those things that I understand, I put them in one account. And he says those things that I don't understand, I put them into another account. And then he says later on sometime when Allah ta'ala inspires me, and those things that I haven't understood, when I understanding, now I move them from that account where I didn't understand, I move them into the account where I have understood. So by putting them into that account, if I didn't understand it and I put it in that account, the heart is open now, the heart is free. Now a person, whatever work he has to do, he can continue. Otherwise, if the mind is worrying him, the heart is worrying him now, that what's the answer to this? So now whatever a person wants to do, he cannot do because he is worried about that particular thing. So nevertheless, we are discussing that Allah Ta'ala here in this verse of the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, destruction to those people that perform salah. They are unmindful to their salah, negligent in regards to their salah. These are the people that want to be seen. They said, لِهَذَا, because of this, حضرات عارفین نے باروح نماز پڑھنے کے طریقے بھی بیان فرمائے ہیں. The عارفین, those people that have recognized Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they have shown us the way of performing a salah of life, a salah of ruh. Because a person that just performs his salah haphazardly, he doesn't even care about his salah, then what warnings have been given in the Quran Sharif? Jin mein ek bohot hi mubarak aur muassir Hazrat Sayyid Ahmed Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi ki taqreer hai. And he says one very effective talk or discussion in regards to performing a salah of ruh and life is the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmed Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi. Jo arsa hua anwar us salah ke naam se tabah hokar اب نایاب ہو چکی ہے. He says for some time now this little bayan of his was printed and was given the title of Anwar al-Salah. And this then became extinct, it went out of print, the kitab was no longer found. اس کو دیکھ کر خود بندہ کا اور دیگر احباب کا تقاضا ہوا کہ اس کو دوبارہ تباہ کرایا جائے. He says, looking at this, he says, Sufi Iqbal, he's saying that this desire came into me and various other associates, the desire was there that once again this kitab of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatul Alayh is must be printed again for the second time, because it's no more in print, it's not found, so it should be printed again. کہ اس مختصر رسالہ کو جن نے بھی پڑھا بے اختیار اش کر اٹھا کہ سبحان اللہ کیا نماز ہے. He said, this little booklet, which we are going to do now, this little booklet, whoever recited it, whoever read this booklet, they were astonished that, subhanallah, what is namaz? What is the reality of namaz? Kya hal hai, qurratu aini fi salah, puri misal hai. What is the condition of namaz? The complete example is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the coolness of my eyes, qurratu aini fi salah, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. If a person, he's getting married, father gave him money, he says, go and buy a fridge for your house. You need a fridge, you need a stove. He went and bought a fridge, brand new fridge, he brought it in the house. But the fridge, brand new, he didn't connect it. He bought the stove, he didn't connect the stove. How is he going to get benefit from that fridge? How is he going to get benefit from that stove? He can't get any benefit. Why? The connection is not there. We got salah. That salah has to connect us. If it connect, if we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now see what benefit there is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the coolness of my eyes lie in salah. This is a proverb to express the extreme joy that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get in salah, like a grandfather. The day of Eid, he sees his children all in front of him. All his grandchildren all came to visit him. How happy they, over the moon, they won't even worry about food. Just entertaining them, giving them everything, being with them, that my children are here, my grandchildren are here. Much more than that, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got enjoyment in the salah. Or somebody comes to us, and somebody says, you know, I got a million rand credit facility on this credit card. And don't worry, you use it, go to town, I'll pay it. Where would the person be? That I can, 1 million rand for nothing, somebody has given me, use as you want. More than that is salah. More, or a person has got a court case, difficult court case. And now somebody comes, lawyer comes, the top lawyer of the country, my service is free of charge. Well, I'll come and I'll act on your behalf. How happy a person gets at that time. More than that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got in his salah. As the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi has written so many incidents that people used salah, they were connected, they used their salah, Allah ta'ala, their work got done. That we did a few days ago about that person, he was a porter, and when he was in difficulty, the man wanted to kill him, salah, he went to salah, Allah ta'ala sent the man from the unseen, he came and he assisted him. As the Muhammad Sahib, on one occasion, was it mentioned to us, that his son needed an operation. So he went to his father, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, he said that he's sick. The doctor said, no, he must go for an operation. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, okay, you know what, give me 1 week with this child. Just give me 1 week. After 1 week, whatever you need to do, you must do. You want to go and have the operation done, whatever you want to do, do it. But just give me 1 week. Allah knows in that 1 week how he must have turned to Allah Ta'ala in salah, made dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. After that, the child never need that operation again. Up to now, he absolutely, Allah Ta'ala has given us the solution. Connect ourselves with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But understand what is the proper salah. There are three terms that are used. One is called ilmul yaqeen. One is called haqqul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen. And the third one is called haqqul yaqeen. Ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, and haqqul yaqeen. Now these are such terms, even the ustad gets lost. As I said, even the ustad gets lost, he can't even explain it. And even the student is lost. Even the student doesn't understand it. But he says, just use a food example. And when you use a food example, then mashallah, everyone is going to understand. So he says, take the example, kebab. So say, ilmul kebab. So everyone knows what is kebab. You got knowledge. Ilmul kebab, you know what is a kebab. The second one is, ainul kebab. That you saw, everyone saw what is a kebab. They're selling kebab in the shop. So it's not a good time to talk about food. But the kebab that they're selling in the shop, so we know what is a kebab. And the third one is, haqqul kebab. That is a person ate the kebab himself. Now he asked him what is the taste of that kebab. Now let's take this over into salah. One is ilmul salah. One is a person has the knowledge of salah. He's read about salah, the masail of salah. He does in the madrasa from the time in maktab, we learning about salah. So one is ilmul salah. The second is aynus salah. To see a proper salah. Proper salah, the people that read proper salah, Hazrat explained many times, he says, like Marana Shah Nur Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi, his students, when you see them reading salah, you'll say, this is a proper salah. What salah are they reading? He gave the example of Mullah Muhammad Gardi of White River, his father. They say when you see him reading Salah, and a person at that time will be amazed. He say, this is a proper Salah. Mufti Bashir Sanjalvi, rahmatullahi alayhi, when people saw him reading Salah, that this is a Salah. So this is Ainus Salah. And the third is the Ilmus Salah, Ainus Salah, and Haqqus Salah. And one is a person, he gets the ability to read a proper Salah himself. Then see what is that enjoyment of the Salah. Mullah Madni Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Hussain Ahmed Madni Rahmatullahi, he used to make a lot of suffer, Hazrat. And he used to come back sometime late at night. Whenever he comes back, the students know he's back. It's late at night, classes. People have to go to class. Now he's going to teach at late at night. So he used to make a lot of suffer. So one morning he was making suffer, Friday morning. And he was in the train. So the train stopped at the station. They had to change the engine. So they were still busy changing the engine. They say it's Fajr time. So they got onto the platform and made wudu. They started their salah. Now Friday morning to read in the Fajr, Sunnat is Al-Islami Musalla and Surah Al-Dahar. That takes long. It takes about 15 minutes to read if you read it properly. So Hazrat Madni, he started Al-Islami Musalla and Surah Al-Dahar, and he was the Imam. So they changed the engines. And that train was about to leave. So they sounded the horn, that conductor, whatever they, that flag, they waved the flag. So they waved the flag. So all those people standing behind Hazrat Madni Rahmatullahi, they got worried that now the train is going to leave, we're going to get left behind. So many of them, they broke the namaz and they got onto the train. Hazrat Madni Rahmatullahi continued. And the train left. So when the train, Allah made it such also, it went for a little while and they had some problem and they stopped again. So he completed his salah. When he completed his salah, he also got onto the train. So then they said, Hazrat, but they were the hooter that was there, or that whatever you call it, the horn that was there, that was going off, that the flag they were waving, you didn't hear all that? He says, I didn't know a single thing. That is that salah, where he was, where a person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Saranpuri rahmatullahi, once when he was in Makkah Sharif, and Qari Siddiq Sahib Banwi rahmatullahi was with him. They say that in Makkah Sharif, it was when it was raining, in those days no gutters. Even today, in Makkah Sharif, when there's heavy rain and a person walks, water is up to your knees sometimes. And the drainage system wasn't of that level where the water would just move away. And Qari Siddiq Sahib Banwi Rahmatullah said, today, I thought to myself, today Hazrat will say we read namaz in the house. There's so much of water, like a flood that is going down. He took a lota and he took Qari Siddiq Sahib Banwi Rahmatullah. He said, let's go. And they went. And he says, when we came and we started walking, he said that one day, Mullah Khalil Ahmed Sahib Saranpuri Rahmatullah, almost he fell down. Almost he fell down. He said, but he said, no, come, you hold me and let me hold you. They held each other, they took support. And then they walked right up to the haram. When they went to the haram, he took that lota, that now our feet are going to be dirty. So wash our feet outside the haram. And then when in the haram, in that condition also, so connected, they went into the haram and they made the salah with jamaat. They also, they didn't make salah, they missed the salah with jamaat. Allah Ta'ala ki bas tawfeeq.